is the Powerful 40 from 10 to 14, giving you 40 of the best Afro hits every week. Chimalila for Power FM.
It's the Silver Jubilee at NAFSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAFSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAFSA Facebook page at Your NAFSA. Be smart, secure your future.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition Zambia, we want questions. President HMS continue to push to amend the constitution. African Development Bank, AFDB, commend Zambia for macroeconomic progress. In international news, more than 80% of health facilities in eastern Congo are out of medicine, Red Cross said. Zambia picked up a vital win over Tanzania.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanje. In local news, Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, Commissioner General Dingani Banda disclosed that the agency's revenue target has grown by an annual average of 22.1% over the last 5 years. And speaking during the 2026 National Budget Symposium hosted by Minister of Finance and National Planning, Mr. Banda said relative to 2021, the 2026 target nominally grew by 213.2%. The Commissioner General further disclosed that the 2026 for the tax to GDP ratio is projected to reach 20.0% from the current average of 18.3%. He added that the share of ZRA revenue contribution to the national budget has progressively increased from 55.7% in 2020 to 71.7% in 2025 and is projected to increase to 73.1% in 2026. Meanwhile, total domestic revenue, including non-tax revenues, amounting to 206.5 billion kwacha, is expected to contribute 81.6% to the 2026 national budget, with ZRA administered revenues contributing 89.6% of the total domestic revenue. In the meantime, the authority is this year expected to collect 185 billion, equivalent to 20.0% of the projected gross domestic product GDP of 923.7 billion kwacha for 2026. And the largest contributor to the 2026 target is value addition tax, VAT, at 54.4 billion kwacha, followed by pay-as-you-earn, PE, and company tax. The Economic and Financial Crimes Court, FIC Court in Solwezi, has sentenced former Northwestern Water Supply and Plantation Company Managing Director Happy Musumali to 1 year and 11 months imprisonment with hard labor for corrupt practices. Principal Resident by the Street, Kasongolo Muriro, convicted Musumali on 2 counts of abuse of authority of office and 1 count of willful failure to follow guidelines contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Musumali, 49, was arrested by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in 2023 and initially faced 16 counts, later reduced to 3 due to duplicity. He was found to have authorized 98,263 kwacha, 14 ngwe, in irregular payments for vehicle repairs and servicing, and used company fuel for his personal Toyota Hilux without board approval. Musumali also failed to follow procurement procedures in awarding a security contract to Arm Safety Limited. The Tonse Alliance has distanced itself from claims by Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe that it is part of his so-called United Opposition Front Alliance. Tonse Alliance spokesperson and Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, President John Tembo said in a statement that the alliance has never been in any form of partnerships or negotiations with Dr. Membe or his party. Mr. Tembo expressed disappointment with Dr. Membe's alleged remarks, which were carried in a named local daily tabloid, describing them as misleading and deliberately aimed at discrediting the alliance's progress. He added that the statement was timed to undermine the alliance's newly announced roadmap unveiled during the 15th Council of Leaders meeting, where members of Resolve were going to resolve to hold a general congress on November 29th, 2025, and set nominations fees at 300,000 kwacha for those aspiring to contest as alliance chairperson and 2026 presidential candidate. Mr. Tembo has since advised his opposition counterpart to conduct his politics with integrity and focus on promoting honesty in a political discourse. In another special development, the Prisoners Future Foundation, PFF, has commended government for launching 5 groundbreaking policy documents aimed at transforming the country's child justice system. Speaking in Kawe, PFF Executive Director Geoffrey Mayamba said the initiative positions Zambia as a regional and global leader in promoting children's rights and restorative justice. Mr. Mayamba noted that the new policies mark a major step towards protecting vulnerable children and align with global frameworks such as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, and the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly Goal 16, which focuses on peace, justice, and strong institutions. The reforms were developed through a multi-sectoral collaboration involving the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, the Judiciary, and the National Prosecution Authority and the Zambia Police Service. The policy documents include the National Diversion Framework, the Revised National Child Justice Strategy and Action Plan 2022 to 2026, the Prosecutor's Handbooks on Sexual Violence, Second Edition, the Zambia Police Guidelines on Handling Children in the Criminal Justice System, and the Prosecutor's Guidelines on the Management of Children in the Criminal Justice System. Mr. Mayamba further commended the inclusion of measures addressing online sexual abuse, an emerging threat to children globally, saying Zambia's comprehensive approach offers a model for other nations seeking to modernize their justice system. He also acknowledged the key role played by the UNICEF and other development partners in supporting the reforms and reaffirmed PFF's commitment to working with government, international agencies and civil society to ensure effective implementation.
The Prisoners Future Foundation proudly joins the international community in celebrating the Government of the Republic of Zambia's launch of 5 groundbreaking policy documents aimed at transforming the child justice system. This bold initiative positions Zambia as a regional and global leader in advancing children's rights and restorative justice, and marks a significant adjustment in protecting children's rights and aligns with the global frameworks such as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, CRC, the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, and the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG 16, Peace, Justice and Strong Institutions. The policy reforms developed through a multi-sectoral collaboration.
Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has urged Zambia's higher education institutions to prepare for a surge in student enrollment as the government's free education policy continues to expand access to learning. Mr. Yakalima said the introduction of free education has already attracted more than 2 million additional learners, increasing the number of school-going children from 4 million to between 6 and 7 million. He noted that with a national population of 20 million, Zambia's youth population is rapidly growing, and projects show that in the next 5 years, about 10 million children and nearly half the population will be in school. Emphasized that preparing the next generation over the next 20 years depends on the progress made during in education today.